Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And this time we're going to be talking about using modern weapons with the old techniques and principles.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
I love them a lot.
Okay, so what kind of weapons can you use that could take the place of, a sword or a cudgel? Thinking about it, you could use a baton or an extendable baton. Obviously not in the UK because they are illegal. But in the many sane countries around the world, you can actually use a weapon to defend yourself. And a extendable baton would be a great choice for defending with using sword single or cudgel techniques. Next comes the knife, and you can use a knife for all sorts of things. They are man's most useful tool and used by millions and millions of people around the world every day, but not in the UK. In the other countries, you can carry a knife and use it for everyday tasks as well as defense of yourself and your family. And then comes a stick, say a walking stick can be used in place of a cudgel, and you can use all of the techniques from the cudgel system, and as well as using things from Fairburn and other stick fighters or teachers, and you've got a really formidable weapon in your hand. Now, that's the one thing in the UK that we can carry, a walking stick, and it's a very fine weapon as well once you know how to use them. So we have three weapon alternatives there: the baton or extendable baton, a knife, and a walking stick. All fine weapons, and all can be used to good effect to defend oneself if the need ever arose. Now, defending oneself on the street and defending oneself in your house is another thing completely, but all of it relies on reasonable force. Now, reasonable force would be considered if, say, you were attacked with a knife and you fought back with a knife if it was in your home. That's reasonable force because you're meeting the same amount of resistance as you would be if you were both unarmed. If someone takes a baseball bat to you and you manage to find something equal, that's reasonable force. But what's not reasonable force is once you've downed the opponent, you carry on smashing them to pieces, because that's not right. And I'm not talking about the ground and pound in MMA. I'm talking about the kind of thing where once they're down, you're kicking them in the head with your heavy boots or shoes, stamping on their faces, gouging out their eyes, biting them. The police won't consider that reasonable force. But when you're under attack, it's very difficult to think about what's reasonable force and what isn't reasonable force. But instead of worrying about things like that, just concentrate on saving yourself and your family, your children, and think about things afterwards. Even having an extendable baton in your house in the UK, even as a collector of weapons, which is a perfectly legitimate hobby, I think you're going to find it a lot harder now than it used to be because of the new Offensive Weapons Act that is now in force. The second one is the knife, and it's very, very easy to get hold of knives in this country, or the UK, I should say, but it's illegal to carry them about unless they're 3 inches or under and they mustn't lock. So you can actually carry a knife with a 3-inch blade. But even if you are pulled up and you've got that on you, if you haven't got a good excuse, which you shouldn't really need because they say it's legal to carry it, they will arrest you and take you down to the station. But the knife is a very good weapon of defence. I mean, at the moment, we have a massive problem in London with stabbings. It's gang-related and black-on-black crime, although they won't come out and admit that. But all of us who live normally in the world and not in a political bubble, we know this because we see it everywhere. But they use this as an excuse to punish everybody. And what they don't seem to understand is that even if all the law-abiding citizens give over their little pen knives or, you know, their mushroom knives, whatever they're going to use, it won't make a blind bit of difference, because the bad people just say, We're not going to give anything back. We are going to continue to carry knives and guns and sticks and staffs and whatever, and we're going to continue to kill each other and anyone who gets in the way. So really, it's just an exercise in disarming the population even more than it was before. Now let's move on to the walking stick. But a walking stick, what is it, 36 inches? A very useful weapon, but how useful in a confined space? Well, it can be very useful in a confined space if you know what you're doing, as well as in an open area, if you know what you're doing. But what about those people who don't know what they're doing with it? End up having it taken off them and used on themselves by the perpetrator of the crime, whether it would be a mugging or any other kind of attack. You know, outside it can be fine, inside maybe not so good, but it can still be used to a great extent and cause great damage. But in a confined space, it can be used the way Fairbairn took the stick, which is an extremely effective way and can be done in a confined space. So that's it for this episode. I know it was another short episode, but I am in the process of getting some really good episodes ready for the podcast show. But in the meantime, I'll continue to upload short ones like this, and hopefully they'll hold your interest. So thank you for listening, and if you liked it, I hope you'll tune in next time. And please subscribe to the podcast channel. It really, really helps us. Thank you.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.